You could use both devices, but both are reliable. The only thing is just take note of just the differences between the units. One will take into account the horizontal displacement and vertical displacement. So that'd be the gymware, and then Tendo only takes into account vertical displacement. And if you do use Tendo and you are doing the hang clean pull exercise, it's just worth noting if you're loading super maximal, their reliability of each repetition could be a little bit less as you're progressing up in weight. So if you're sticking around, you know, the 20 to 80%, you should expect excellent reliability. And then anything 100 and above, just take notes like, okay, this is penciled in.
All right, Cameron, it's my pleasure to have you at Evidence Strong Show. If you could briefly introduce yourself, that would be awesome.
Yep, thanks for having me. My name is Cameron Kittisick. I'm the strength conditioning coach for the New York Mets. And this is my second year with the org. Last year, I was a sports scientist with the Mets as an associate. And then prior to that, I was kind of bouncing around between sports science and S&C work. So I was at the University of Oregon as a sports science and performance assistant. And then prior to that, I was mainly on the strength conditioning route, a couple universities in a private sector area in Virginia. And then I received my master's at Carroll University. I was working with Tim Sukumel, who is the GOAT over here with all the Olympic pulling derivatives. And so I got involved with some research with him and sporting background. I used to be a track athlete and then dabbled into skeleton for a little bit. And so now I'm in baseball.
All right. So this is your background. Very impressive. You are a practitioner. You work with high-level athletes and you use Olympic weightlifting. And that what the study was about. So if we could start with the basic premise of the study, so the why or the aim of the study.
Yeah. So when you like look into majority of like the velocity-based training research, you'd see your main like traditional strength exercises, and they're typically done within like a Smith machine. And then when you try to look at VBT stuff for like any free weight or particularly like Olympic weightlifting movements, the studies become a lot fewer there. And then there are no studies out there looking at the loading or validity and reliability using the hang clean pull exercise, especially using super maximal loading. And so this could be a tool that is useful to practitioners and would be good to have like a validity and reliability study done on VBT movements as with the hang clean pull exercise. And so that's kind of like where all this started here. And we basically took two velocity-based training devices. We used the gymware and then the Tendo unit, and we put that on the barbell to get our measurements.
All right. Who were the population? So who did you recruit to the study?
Yes. So we went through a screening process essentially, and we were able to get 14 male participants that had to have been training with the hang power clean or some type of derivative of that nature for at least 4 years. Once we got the guys recruited in there, we pretty much took them through a 1RM testing session and then familiarized them with the hang clean pull exercise, and then came back a week later to complete their testing session for the hang clean pull exercise at a broad spectrum of loads.
So when you say 1RM testing, what movement did you test?
Apologies there. We used their hang power clean 1RM. So we established 1RM for there to then like compute our loads for their hang clean pull exercise for their next testing session.
What was the age roughly and maybe the sports the athletes were from?
I believe they're around 21 years old, somewhere around there, 2021. They're all college kids. They were either currently track athletes or like retired athletes essentially. So we're at a smaller Division III school. So anybody that could get in there, we would take them.
Right. Okay. So you got them to test 1RM and then you wanted to test 2 VBT measurement units.
Yep. Once they got their 1RM established, we waited 1 week for them to come back in. So fully rested in there. For the hang clean pull session, we used quite a large loading range. So we went from 20% of their hang power clean, 40, 60, 80, 100, 120, 140%. And then we would essentially have them stationed to where we had the two devices. They're on the right side of the barbell on the sleeve as close as we could get them to the weights. And we had the tethers right next to each other, so they're parallel. And so when we had the athletes perform the movement, we're as vertical as we could get with the units. And so there wouldn't be any displacement because the devices measure a little bit differently. So gym work can take account into the horizontal displacement, whereas Tendo can only read vertical displacement velocities. And so we try to get it as vertical as possible for that reason. And then when they perform the movement, we'd have them start in essentially their power position or mid-thigh, hinge all the way down to where the bar gets right below or right on top of the patella. And then they would perform the transition, pulling it back to the mid-thigh and then rapidly extending their hips, knees, and ankles to pull the bar up as fast as they could. And then they would rest. So within each load, they perform 3 repetitions there. You would perform 1 rep, and then you'd rest a minute, perform the next rep, rest a minute. And then between each load, they got 2 minutes of rest, so they're fully recovered for their next testing session right there. And then, yeah, that was pretty much the gist of it.
Okay, so you had 2 units attached to the barbell at the same time, measuring the same repetitions.
Yep, same repetitions. And then we were looking at mean and peak barbell velocities for each repetition they performed at each load.
What have you found?
Yeah, so with this whole study, we found that Gymaware had excellent reliability across both mean barbell velocity and peak barbell velocity for all the loads. And then Tendo had excellent reliability for mean and peak, well, mean across all the loads. And then peak, we had excellent reliability for 20 to 80% of the 1RM. And then as we got heavier, it turned from good to moderate. So at 100 to 120% 1RM, it was good reliability. And then at 140%, it was moderate reliability there. And so the reason why this could be a factor is because there is some horizontal displacement. The loads get heavier. So when you're hitting that 140%, like, you're going to feel it. And so the bar is probably traveling a little bit more in front than you would want it to. And so that's just something we had to take into consideration that could just be a limitation from using the Tendo compared to the Gymaware, because the Gymaware could take all that into account. And then as far as like any of the bias there, we did find that Tendo did have both fixed and proportional bias for the mean and peak velocities. Well, peak velocity, we just have the fixed bias, but essentially at that 140%, like I said before, it had that barbell like horizontal displacement. And so that was probably like our rationale for why there could be the fixed bias there or proportional bias. And then we did notice too throughout the entire study that the Tendo unit, it did have slightly higher overestimations of barbell velocity across all the loads for both mean and peak barbell velocity. And so that's just something you need to take into account there as well.
What is fixed and what is proportional bias?
Yeah, so with fixed bias and proportional bias, you'll be looking at the 95th percent confidence intervals. And so for a fixed bias, you're looking at the instance where the value does not cross or include, does not include 0. And for a proportional bias, you would look to see if the 95th confidence interval did not include 1. And so that's kind of like how we distribute those.
All right. I just wanted to ask, so you found that the reliability was excellent for Gymaware all the way from 20 to 140 for Tendo unit up to 80, excellent, and then moderate. And you think it's because horizontal displacement was not measured? Well, the unit is not able to measure, so it can't adjust for that.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
How important is it? So in practical use, if coaches have access to these units, does it make it not good to use anymore?
So we found there wasn't really any meaningful practical difference between both the devices, even though there are some of the biases like present at the very heavy load for the Tendo unit. It wasn't meaningful enough to really impact the differences between the two devices. The only thing that you need to know if you are using Tendo, it's just going to give you a little bit higher readings for your velocities and mean and peak, and it does not take account into the horizontal displacement. But if you're using the Gymaware, it will account for all of that, and it will still give you pretty accurate readings, because it's been like used in other studies and validated as like a pretty good criterion measurement to use.
Okay, so would you use both units with your athletes?
Yes. I just wouldn't compare one another. If one athlete is using Tendo, keeping with them, I wouldn't compare the velocity without to the Gymaware, even though they are very similar. It's just one's going to give you slightly higher readings, and then to account for that over time, if you've always use Tendo, it won't really make too much of a difference, even if it is reading a little bit higher, because they've always been using Sendo.
Okay, because in sport, you want to know whether the athlete is improving, right? That's training is one thing. If you use VBT for keeping the athlete at a specific workload, that's fine. But if you use it for testing, your goal is to be able to determine whether the athlete improved or not. If you switch from GymAware to Tendo, it may happen that the athlete will have higher readings, but not necessarily improve, because that's the nature of the unit. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, that's spot on. Yeah.
If you would have to summarize the study as a take-home message for coaches, what would that be?
Yeah, so you could use both devices, but both are reliable. The only thing is just take note of just the differences between the units. One will take into account the horizontal displacement and vertical displacement. So that'd be the GymAware, and then Tendo only takes into account vertical displacement. And if you do use Tendo and you are doing the hang clean pull exercise, it's just worth noting if you're loading super maximal, the reliability of each repetition could be a little bit less as you're progressing up in weight. So if you're sticking around, you know, the 20 to 80%, you should expect excellent reliability. And then anything 100 and above, just take notes like, okay, this is penciled in.
Awesome. Thank you.
When you're using the GymAware, it has an ability to essentially detect the change of the length with the tether pretty quick compared to the Tendo, where the factory settings set at a 35 centimeter displacement change. And so then it would start to record. And so if you are using Tendo, you probably want to try to look into your factory settings and if you can change it to shorten it if needed. But if not, you just got to keep that in mind. If you're not going to have like a great bar displacement, it won't pick up the repetition.
Okay, so that lift maybe not a good movement to measure with Tendo.
Essentially, yeah, like for example, like maybe like if you're doing just like a mid-thigh pull or right there, maybe that's not going to hit the threshold. But if you can do the counter movement, getting the bar down to your knee and then up, that would pick it up.
All right. Pull. Awesome. Very useful to know.
Yeah. Tendo would typically tend to overestimate anywhere from, if you're looking at mean barbell velocity, it could overestimate from about 4 to 6-7% faster than GymAware. And then if you're looking at the peak barbell velocity, it would overestimate a little bit over 1-3%. So it's like small differences, but it would still read a little faster.
These are all my questions. I have two short questions to finish. The first one would be, what is your favorite lift? It could be the lift is favorite for you or the favorite one to use with your athlete.
I would say my favorite lift is the good old fashioned clean. I love it.
Why is that?
You have all the opportunities to do all the derivatives with it, essentially. But it just feels fantastic being able to just essentially catch a heavy bar and stand up with it. I don't know. That's always been the movement I've enjoyed back when I was an athlete.
Awesome. And the last question, where people can find you online if they want to follow your work or ask a question?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. And so my at handle would be Cam Kissick. I am on Twitter, but not on Twitter all that much. I believe it's Kissick Cam. And then I also have a ResearchGate, which I need to update a little bit. But if you wanted to follow me on there, feel free. And then I'm also on LinkedIn at Cameron Kissick. Just find me up right in there.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Cameron. It was a pleasure.
Yep. Thank you so much, Alex.